When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to I Don't Need an Acting Class with Milton Justice.
The reason that I sat back in awe about these exercises of Stella's, I looked back and I thought, I cannot believe how brilliant she was in giving us these fundamental exercises. And it all happened because Kareem was trying to build deep sea fishing. And so I realized, first of all, that he was deciding in advance what he was going to build. But what really happened was when I pulled up the image of the ocean and he started to describe the image of the ocean, that's when I realized that one of Stella's exercises had to do with teaching us how to see things, because it was like looking at a picture of an ocean. Kareem found all sorts of things: the difference in the color of the sky, how part of the shore was wet, part of the shore was dry, and it gave it a different color. I mean, all of that. And I thought, in life, we don't see. In life, we don't see things. Oddly enough, it's something we have to train ourselves to do. Because if we train ourselves to do, so I know what I'm going to do. I'm going into the grocery store, and I'm just going to play with it in different ways. Count to five. Turn away. What did I see? Look back. What did I miss? I mean, all of these are things. And, you know, and those are like a quick look. And then there's another one that's an intense look. Teo is, much to my chagrin, working on Edmund's monologue from Long Day's Journey and Tonight. And so what I realize is that I'm now going to have a very depressed roommate. But the thing about it is he talks about being on a boat in the ocean. Well, if you can't look at a picture of the ocean and then describe it, you can't do this monologue. You can't do this monologue because what you're going to do is limit yourself by your idea of what you think it must look like. And so at some particular point, you have to sit back and say, I'm not enough. Despite what all these teachers have told you, you're enough. I'm not enough. I got to add to me a little bit. And so if adding to me is looking at the ocean and saying, oh, wow, there's more there than what I was inventing with my imagination, I can add to me and I can add a little bit more. I mean, I think we have to train ourselves to see certain things. I mean, I love the concept. And it's another Stella, that the image isn't there till the actor paints it. And I always think of that in terms of Shakespeare. And I always think of the actor who's standing on the Salisbury Plain and doing iambic pentameter. But the point is, until the actor paints it, there is no Salisbury Plain. That's why it becomes so vital, we add that work. And it really is. It's like so many things. These are just great tools, but they are acquired. It is odd to think that's one of the things you have to do, is you have to exercise your imagination. Kareem's habit is a habit that takes bravery. in order to overcome it. Because when I told him that when he was doing deep sea fishing or whatever it was, to do it again, and I said, do it again, but don't use the same examples. Riff on it, do more. And so what he said was, which gave me a clue, was he said, oh, I'll have to think of that. I'll have to think about that. Now, it is not about thinking in advance what you're going to see. It is trusting that you can develop the ability to see something and it will feed you. You will find specific things in it that will feed you. And that's huge. Does that make sense what I'm saying? In other words, it's like these are muscles to be exercised. What has to happen is he develops the ability to see something and sit with it until he sees something that feeds him. So at any rate, okay, so I'm just telling you, this journey. This is the journey where you say, all right, I am going to sit here with deep sea fishing. I am not going to decide in advance what it is I'm going to see. I am going to visualize it and see what I do see. And it may take a while. It may take a while.
I Don't Need an Acting Class is created and hosted by Milton Justice. Producer is me, Walker Vreeland, and director of online media is Evan Sollers. Music is by Jeffrey Keezer. The opening piece tomorrow is from his album Playdate. What you're hearing now is M's Bedtime Blues. And for more info on Jeffrey's work, you can go to jeffreykeezer.com. Please subscribe, rate, and review the podcast. You can find us online, idontneedanactingclass.com, where you can find show notes and videos. And we're in the process of building the website as we speak, so go check that out. You can also follow us on Instagram at I Don't Need an Acting Class, and you can continue to send your questions to Milton at questionsformilton@gmail.com. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you back here next week.